Yeah, it's me. I'm surprised you actually drove all this way to see me. Oh, I haven't been entirely honest with you about how I look. Are you sure there's nothing I can do to scare you away? Well, okay. Just give me a moment. Do you know why I kept asking if you were afraid of spiders? Well, here's why. I know, I'm a freak. I just didn't know how to bring it up. If you want to go, it's... What? My hair? Oh well, I know we've made several long rants about why I hate these kinds of hairdos, but I've been hiding the side of me from you for so long. I thought maybe it would help, but you're not mad? Oh, I wasn't really expecting you to be so okay with this. I can't tell if you're a monster yourself or just really into legs. You mind not staring so hard? I'm so bad with people. Oh, right. Follow me, the cafe's just this way. Oh, the cafe is the best. It's like a really old version of the new coffee shops that have been spreading all over the district. Very few people can find these nowadays, no less than snag a reservation. They say the employees are part of a cult. A very fun one at that. Oh, don't worry. They aren't the intolerant, burn everything at the stake kind of zealots. I mean, it's a bit of a long story. Okay, so lore time. The cafe goes to worship some kind of witch that lives in a black pond. They call her the patron goddess of cows, trees, and students. Rumors have it that whoever curries her favor shall never need slumber. However, it goes beyond just joining her congregation. Such rituals to summon her include figuring out how to perfectly brew a cup of her vim in tribute, planting 108 of her trees, or, if you're feeling gutsy, you could find her origin in spring in the Forest of Old Witches. They say you have to walk through a cursed bayou without falling into the bog. Funny story, my mythology class told that she got cursed to be in that forest by her own sister for an eon, or so ever since she got caught fooling around with her husband in her own temple. But, despite being her twin equal, she never decided to bust out. And they say if you stick your ear over the gorge, over her prison, you can hear her cackle. Still worth it. They say the bog's numbing warm mud will drown you, but not before putting you into a painless, never-ending sleep, never to be seen again. Heck of a campfire story, huh? Okay, so, this witch, they call her Strega Nimi. But what most people don't know about the twin sister is that she's a plant lady who also lives in a black spring, but... Yep, the dryad that is pretty much a goddess of tea. Two mythological brewmasters are constantly at odds with each other on who's superior, as well as their cultists. It's surprising, Strega Nimi and her sister, I can't seem to remember the name of, do routinely engage in civil war through a semi-annual game of cricket. They have this grand ceremony, and that's just to present this trophy. They say that their late mother used to drink from it, so the stakes are high. But they have this grand picnic where they have 60 kinds of hors d'oeuvres. I'd risk cramping a few legs for a seat at that party. Oh my, thank you. smells good in here. It's almost intoxicating. It's all flooded over there. Yeah, it's pristine on one side and sunk on the other. Hello? Hello, is anyone here? What happened here? Well, it couldn't hurt to ring.
Welcome, weary travelers. The ebony springs of Streganemi are open to all that seek her. How may I serve you?
I'm here for my reservation for the brunch special. Tina?
Let's see here. We got Sheila, Nina, Lola, Charlotte, Donner, Kasten, Isabel, Mia. There we are, for 2:45. Before you two partake in her rejuvenating domain, I must ask, do you have a rewards card? Nice, just two more away from getting into gold membership. You get a free coffee if you bring the tumbler. Now, where was I? Oh, right. Allow me to open the way. Her boons await.
Whoa. Yeah, let's go. Paradise.
Right this way, patrons.
Thank you. Wow, these chairs are comfortable. Like, they mold for you? I'm surprised I can fit here.
They really do. They are made from a composite blend of rare petrified oak and doppelganger feather mesh. Indeed, but you didn't come for a lecture or incomprehensible building materials, did we?
No?
We are a tad understaffed today, so I'll be your waiter today as well. What luxury do you crave?
It's not quite 5 o'clock for coffee yet. I'll have the chicory blend, and I want to try one of the egg tarts I've been hearing rumors about.
And for you, whoever you are, I sincerely can't tell. A mortal, but the last time one walked through that door, the world was whole. No matter. We live to serve in her grace. Who am I to decide who goes thirsty? A wise choice. I'm rather proud of the latest batch of that particular blend. In this spring, all beverages are made live with only the freshest ingredient bestowed by her pitch black race herself. But first, allow me to get the kettle going. For the eighth leg, young, we have a freshly plucked kikori root straight from Pithos the vine, and for our guest, a bundle of our raw monsoon window blend. I'll roast these with a little fire sprite powder, all in compliance with the sprite union, to medium dark roast. This makes me remember my days as a mere acolyte. The initiations for fledgling followers was a tender ritual. We would sit around a massive hearth and stir thousands of fresh beans. The number of times stirred was hardly the same, 100 for each of her scales and 1 for each member. And in hours of famine, 1 for each bean. Before that, we would kindle the flame using effigies of wood symbolizing our past. jobs, relationships, poor exams, or even mementos. It seems haphazardous, but the smell could wake the dead.
Reminds me of breakfast mornings when it was just me, Big Sis, and Mom and Dad.
That should be just right. Listen to the sounds of tradition.
That pestle made from wood?
Indeed. Made from petrified branch from the greatest grandmother. The mortar was molded by her eldest son himself.
Oh, is that all?
Well, we can't spoil the masses with the finest all the time. Which, if it's not too intrusive, may I ask, how did you acquire a reservation?
My mother's a really famous tailor. Before the mayor went missing, she gave it to her as a present for a set of widow's clothes. She was busy all the time, so she wanted me to have fun. I just hadn't had someone to join me.
Well, this one seems to get along with you just fine.
Gosh, I hope so. Was the walk to the district any trouble? Yeah, you would think that a massive city glowing in neon would be a real strain on the eyes, but I can't really see myself parting here.
A symphony of sounds and smells. I love my job. One cup of kikeri and today's blend, in the grace of Stregonemi, enjoy.
No better way to fight the cold. It's so full-bodied. It's a taste you can't get at the local places, no less handmade in front of you.
We pride ourselves in the craft, and you, our mysterious guest. It truly doesn't take a fortune to appreciate a properly made cup of coffee. The story to take blend is much like the cup itself. Bittersweet. But after the passings of her first love, her sorrow took the form of a 9-day tempest storm. The high priest wanted to provide comfort, the only way they knew how. Using the last harvest for the season, tons of beans bombarded by her tears, charging them with a combination of rich minerals and salt. Then, when the storm ended, they were sun-dried. When the tribute was ready to be delivered in the pilgrimage, the high priest saw one of her roots was already awaiting him. Not unlike an eye.
One root traveling two oceans just for a cup?
A worthy cause. Alas, I must go now. The egg tarts require precision to achieve the perfect ratio of crunch to softness between dough and filling. And the acolyte has yet to achieve that, so I'm going to supervise.
Well, she's the whole package. Service here is immaculate. The ambiance is so cozy here, and I feel a contact buzz just sitting here. Oh, it's no problem. It's the least I can do for a friend like you. To be honest, I was very nervous about today. There was no telling who was going to be on the opposite side of the screen. It's so wonderful to put a face to the voice and the text that kept encouraging me on bad and even good days. I really do mean that. Oh, shoot. My dad's human. Yeah. So, since you went all the way here, what are you planning for tomorrow? So, you're saying you could use a tour? I could certainly provide that. You got a place to sleep tonight? Oh, there's no need. I know a much better place to stay, free of charge. There's this one lady who's really good at giving haircuts, and she's like one of the few people I trust near my head with a good pair of scissors.